As the world marks World Bee Day 2025, a major step forward is being taken to strengthen apiculture across the Eastern Caribbean. Past president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Beekeepers Association, Beverly Reddock, says consultations are underway to develop the region's first official apiculture policy. Spearheaded by the Association of Caribbean Beekeepers Organization, the initiative spans the OECS and aims to build a sustainable, science-based and local driven beekeeping industry to boost food security and environmental resilience. An initiative that Reddock explains holds many benefits, making not just this country but the entire OECS region a force to reckon with in sustainable agriculture and climate resilience.
It would help us with advocacy. It would help us with the recognition of the apiculture as an important area to, as we say, biodiversity, to sustainable living. We would be properly recognized as beekeepers. We will create linkages between ourselves and the various beekeepers in the OECS, and we would be generally, if all of us really come together as in OECS and want to represent beekeeping, we would be a force to reckon with, you know, in the OECS. We would be coming together. We would be a force to reckon with where honey is concerned. We would improve on the quality of honey from the various islands. When we interact, when we have meetings, we can send our honey to the lab wherever it is developed, you know, and make sure we have a good quality honey here in St. Vincent and also in the OECS.
To commemorate World Bee Day, the Extension and Advisory Services Apiculture Unit, in collaboration with the SVG Beekeepers Association, will host a special workshop for students of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College at the Dumbarton Agricultural Station. Reddock spoke about the SVG Beekeepers Association's ongoing work to further education and awareness about apiculture, not only as an environmental necessity, but also as an economic opportunity.
What we try to do is to educate the general public when we have occasion. For instance, today we are going to target young people, and we have a group of young people from the college where we're going to expose them to what is beekeeping, at least not really beekeeping, apiculture. And once we start with young people, we think we should be able to get the message out and get people to understand the importance of bees to the ecosystem and to Vincent. It is a sustainable form of livelihood. Once you manage the situations properly, your hives properly, you can have a good source of income.
According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, over 75% of global crops depend on pollinators, meaning that without bees, the world could face shortages of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and even cocoa. Reddock underlines the critical role bees play in food security and warns of increasing threats to their survival in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Chief among them, mosquito fogging and the overuse of harmful pesticides.
The use of pesticides by the farmers, because, you know, we are small islands, and if John is using pesticides, I might not be using pesticides, but those droplets travel in the air, so they can affect your hives. Another thing we have here is a spraying for mosquitoes. That is a very serious problem. We have been lobbying to have it stopped. They can do different things or different ways of treating the mosquito instead of using the fogging. Fogging is killing the bees. We want more persons to support and become members of the Beekeepers Association. As one body, we will be much stronger to do a lot more for beekeepers.
Past president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Beekeepers Association, Beverly Reddock. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.